I'm really worried about the average. I might miss the PhD test stupidly.
Yeah, me too. I feel anxious. I didn't do my best in exams, especially those of high coefficient.
Oh my god!
Oh what? Don't tell me that I cannot compensate.
I feel pity for her. Doesn't she see herself in the mirror before she goes up? I'm gonna throw up. Ugh.
Where is she?
Over there.
Yeah, she looks hilarious. Whatever.
Do you judge people from their appearance? Come on, you can't play the perfect one. We all do. What was the last time you did it? Yesterday? Today? Whatever the reason why, you keep doing it and never asking why. When was the last time you were judged in? How does it feel like? Do you accept it at least? Were you cool about it? Or struck back? I know what it feels like, because we were in the same position at least for one time per day. These are some random people's reactions towards judgment.
I don't really like to be judged. I think no one likes to be judged for something they are or they are not. I mean, it's our personal lives, our personal choices. No one has the right to interfere or like say things about us, about our own personal decisions.
Actually, in this world, nobody accepts the idea of being judged. And there is an English proverb that says, don't judge the book by its cover.
What does it feel like? It's sometimes when it's a negative judgment, it may hurt the other person. So I don't think it's that we need to judge it.
It feels really awkward sometimes, especially when it hurts. And when people judge you in a very good way, it feels really awesome. As simple as that.
I think that the last time I judged someone, I can't really think of one time because it happens a lot. I mean, unintentionally, I judge people in my head. I might see a person who seems like not really well-dressed, and I would think of him as a burglar or someone who's gonna harass me or maybe a bad person. So this is something I should personally work on, but still, I can't help it. My mind just processes it on its own.
The last time I judged a person, I hurted that person a lot. And I didn't think that it's going to that point. So that was almost, you can say, 2 years ago with one of my friends. It was really bad experience.
I won't lie to you. I used to be this kind of people, and I'm trying to do my best to stop doing it. You know what? I've never cared about people's opinion, but at a certain point, I became mature. I know what it meant and how it felt to be judged for the person you are and for what you have. I could feel what others felt, and it really hurts me each time I read a Facebook post or I see a group of people making fun of another. The look on the person's face who's being judged tears me into pieces. I can't bear it anymore, and I don't want to be the person causing others pain and sorrow.
I know that people's opinion was always A+. I push for you, Zainab, but it is not always the case. Judgment can be more destructive than constructive. You can ruin somebody's life, or you can drive someone to depression. You can be the cause of another's introversion. The same thing that happened to that man who couldn't fight his desire to exploit a truck full of beer bottles accident and take as much as he could of beer, and he was so happy. But that happiness didn't last for long when Facebookers made fun of Photoshop pictures of him holding a full package of alcohol drinks standing with the most famous public figures. As a result to that, he got into depression, and it also caused him to flee his hometown. Wouldn't it be better if everyone has to mind his own business?
Yeah, see why I keep fighting this bad attitude. But I guess without people's judgments, I wouldn't have been the person I am. Though judgments made me and still making me stepping up. People always underestimate me, at university, in the statement, even within my family. But thank God I'm stubborn enough and I love challenges, so I take those comments or whatever they say positively. I see them as a challenge, as a chance to leave a fingerprint. And most of the time, I win. But I represent only one type of people. Look in the mirror. See yourself. Remember all what you've said and all the persons you've heard.
Dear beloved audience, now it's your turn to tell us about what would be your impression if you were the person being judged.
From Batna, my dear IYV mate, Mumin Bilal Abdissamad and I, Zineb Boumazra, reporting to you about judgmental of people and its impact.
Thank you for downloading our podcast from our website, AlgerianYouthVoices.wordpress.com.
I'd be cold as a stone bridge.